Internet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Republican Josh Hawley's Senate campaign says it'll donate money it received from a political action committee accused of scamming donors to police agencies. The Kansas City Star reports the $2,500 donation will go to the Missouri Sheriffs and Police Chiefs Association. A recent mailer criticizing incumbent Eastern Missouri Republican Congresswoman Ann Wagner on immigration issues was subsidized by funding that was not reported to the Federal Election Commission. The oversight is a violation of election laws. House Bill 2 was signed in Springfield and in Liberty near Kansas City yesterday. Its focus is to get more offenders into treatment courts with the goal of keeping them from repeating their behavior. Republican Governor Mike Parson says the specialized courts are crucial for getting lives turned around.
The main goal would be is to try to figure out how do you get these people back into the workforce, how do you give them the skills they need and get them cleaned up where they're productive citizens.
The bill also expands the state commission that oversees treatment courts. A new report from two University of Missouri researchers says Columbia's economy is the fastest growing metropolitan area in Missouri since 2001. Columbia Chamber of Commerce President Matt McCormick notes the report says the Columbia metro area's growth rate has been more than double the rate reported statewide.
Then you also have things like American Outdoor brands that they're in the process of getting opening and hiring, and Aurora Organic Dairy is doing their project, and you got Beyond Meat that's doing an expansion.
American Outdoor Brands is set to open a massive 630,000 square foot distribution center in Columbia, which is expected to create about 150 jobs. A spokeswoman for Beyond Meat tells MissouriNet they're also expanding in the area and are adding jobs. Beyond Meat's mission is to create burgers and sausage made directly from plants. Springfield Area Credit Unions raised more than $41,000 at their annual community golf tournament. The money will be used to purchase mattresses and Christmas gifts for families in need. Camden County deputies in mid-Missouri have issued an endangered person advisory for 6-year-old Braden's Christian Jones. His mother, 31-year-old Aubrey Ferguson, and 41-year-old Woodrow Ziegler are suspects in the child's disappearance. St. Louis County is getting a gift of $2.25 million, and St. Louis won for $50,000 to reduce their jail populations. The grants from the MacArthur Foundation and Urban Institute are part of a national effort to reduce misuse and overuse of jails. There's been an increase in absentee voting in portions of the state for the upcoming midterm elections. Cape Girardeau County Clerk Kara Clark Summers in southeast Missouri told KFES-TV the growth in numbers is impressive.
People are requesting absentee ballots, coming in to vote absentee. It's been very high turnout so far.
Scott County near Cape Girardeau has seen the biggest southeast regional jump in absentee voting at 37%. The deadline for absentee voting in person is 5 p.m. on the day before the November 6th election. This is Missouri Net.